time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's Medicare for All Day at the U.S. Senate as Senator Bernie Sanders on Wednesday introduces his single-payer plan. Sanders has lined up 15 co-sponsors for the Medicare for All Act of 2017, including Tammy Baldwin, Richard Blumenthal, Cory Booker, Al Franken, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Martin Heinrich, Mazie Hirono, Patrick Leahy, Ed Markey, Jeff Merkley, Brian Schatz, Tom Udall, Elizabeth Warren, and Sheldon Whitehouse. Although the bill has no chance of passage in a Republican-run Congress, it is already backed by most of the senators considered potential 2020 Democratic presidential candidates and many facing tough re-election bids in 2018. Sanders has been proposing universal health care for decades. In 1991, he introduced the National Health Care and Cost Containment Act in the House.
Mr. Speaker, the American health care system is disintegrating before our eyes. 37 million Americans have no health insurance. Another 50 million are inadequately insured. Elderly citizens are unable to afford prescription drugs. And the United States today has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. All of this and the cost of health insurance in this country is zooming upward 15 to 20% a year, and we spend far more per capita than any other nation on earth. Yesterday, a study was released by several Harvard physicians, including Dr. Steffi Woolhandler, who is a member of my staff, which shows very clearly that if this nation moves toward a Canadian-style national health care system, we can save over $100 billion a year by doing away with the bureaucracy and paperwork inherent in our current system, which has 1,500 separate health insurance companies. In my own state of Vermont, we can save approximately $200 million a year on paperwork and put that money into health care for the people. Mr. Speaker, within the next several weeks, I will be presenting legislation to this body which finally will guarantee health care for every man, woman, and child without out-of-pocket expense. And, Mr. Speaker, we can have this plan without spending one penny more than the $700 billion we are presently spending. Thank you.
As much as we might like to think all the momentum is on our side, a small group of Republican senators is trying to resurrect, repeal, and replace. U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham, Bill Cassidy, Dean Heller, Ron Johnson, and for some reason former Senator Rick Santorum are also holding a Wednesday presser to announce their proposal to repeal the Affordable Care Act, taking one final shot before a deadline expires at the end of the month. It's a long shot, but one to keep our eyes on. A joint resolution was introduced in the House last week by Charlottesville, Virginia Representative Tom Garrett that calls on the president to, quote, speak out against hate groups that espouse racism, extremism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy, and use all resources available to the president and the president's cabinet to address the growing prevalence of those hate groups in the United States. Additionally, the measure calls on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to work with the Secretary of Homeland Security and other federal agencies to investigate thoroughly all acts of violence, intimidation, and domestic terrorism by white supremacists, white nationalists, neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and associated groups. The measure passed both chambers of Congress unanimously, clearing the House Tuesday night. It now goes to the president to officially condemn the actions of white supremacists by signing the joint resolution when it reaches his desk. According to Politico, the White House will not immediately commit to signing it. Meanwhile, President Trump is scheduled to meet one-on-one Wednesday with Senator Tim Scott, the only Republican senator who is African-American. After Charlottesville, Senator Scott told Vice News that Trump's, quote, moral authority is compromised. Scott, who endorsed Marco Rubio during the primaries, blasted Trump for his reticence in denouncing the KKK. Florida is still assessing the damage from Hurricane Irma's weekend run through the state. As emergency workers rushed to find victims and deliver food and water in the Florida Keys, it's estimated that 25% of the homes there are feared destroyed. By Tuesday night, still about half of Florida's population was without electricity. Utility officials warning it could take 10 days or more for power to be fully restored. Irma's remains pushed through Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, causing flooding and power outages in its wake, with more warnings issued around the southeast. All four TV networks and HBO aired the hand-in-hand hurricane telethon Tuesday night, raising more than $44 million for hurricane relief. Stevie Wonder kicked things off.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricanes. When love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin, no ethnicity, no religious beliefs, no sexual preferences, and no political persuasions. It just loves. As we should begin to love and value our planet, and anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent. Lord, please save us all. I got
the news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these segments and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution as we are 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.